We're talking with John Kroll, former player at the University of Alabama. He runs the Big Oak Ranch. We're going to talk about that. It's a very important day that we remember someone that made an impact in our life. John's going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes and maybe share a story that how we can become better dads. Father's Day coming up this Sunday. We always try to get John Kroll on. If it's not the week of, the week after, and we talk about that important holiday. John Kroll, the University of Alabama player, runs a Big Oak Ranch in North Alabama. We'll talk about that coming up right here on Tuscaloosa Sports Authority, 99.1 WDGM. We're talking with John Kroll and Trent Davidson here, and I say this every time I believe I have John on, but Trent, you know, when you and I get to heaven, we're going to see our Savior, no doubt, Jesus Christ, and then we're going to look on the top of the hill, and we're going to see this this big house. And John's going to be delivered with all the rewards that he's earned here on this earth. Because you look at the Big Oak Ranch and what they've been able to accomplish there, bigoak.org. John, I want to throw the question out to you. Where did the motivation? Because when we feel like a calling is placed upon our life, whatever it's to do, and we feel like that faith is involved, but you chose not to go on and finish your football career, to go on to the next level, and you started a ranch. Can you talk about that and what took that leap of faith, or how did you take that leap of faith?
Well, there was two aspects. Number one, back to those plays in your life. I was 19 years old. I was working at this camp, and I met a little boy from the streets in New Orleans whose mother was a prostitute. He was a banker and the timekeeper. And he would literally knock on the door and say, "Mama, the next one's here. I got the money." And then that man would go in and have relationships with his mom. And I told that little boy, "Hey, become a Christian." He came back the following year and told me word for word what I had taught him the summer before. And I realized at 19 I had just been given a gift. I'm not the sharpest tool in the box, but I know what tool I am. And because of that, it moved me to, you know, the natural step of, you know, playing pro ball and getting the money and building the ranch and all those kind of things that would make a natural, super great little story. And we see Coach Bryant, we just won the national championship. I said, "I'd like to get the money to play football and start a home for children." And I had already talked with him about the ranch, what we were doing. And he just looked at me and he said, "Do not play football unless you're willing to marry it. Go build that ranch you've been talking about. Go follow your dream." That's it. Walked out, never looked back. And just this morning, a guy asked me, he said, "Have you ever looked back and regretted?" I said, "I've been doing this now 38 years, and I have never been depressed, and I have never looked back with regret. I'm doing what I was built to do. Now, sure, I get tired, I get sad, I get mad, I get frustrated like any man will. But the bottom line, that core issue of knowing why you are put on earth, doggone, when you got that right, everything else falls into place."
John, a special day, and if we have a couple of minutes at the end, we'll go back to football. But you run the Big Oak Ranch. You can find information there, whether it's the Boys Ranch, the Girls Ranch, whether it's affiliated with the Westbrook Christian School there in Rainbow City. But bigoak.org is the website. John, a special day coming up, and the impact that you've been able to make, and I don't know how many kids have been through your program, but I'm sure you can go back and relate to each and every one of them. You've been that dad, that father figure. Can you talk about that holiday coming up this weekend and how important that is?
I talked with somebody the other day, and they were asking about the day coming up, and I said, "Here's the deal. Mama is the rock, and Daddy sets the tone." Now, at our house, I mean, you ask Brody, he'll say, "Oh, Mom's the rock," and there's no question about that. And I'm not saying it because she's sitting here with me. I'm saying it because that's what he said, and that is the truth. And we've had 1,900 children.
Wow.
Whose moms and dads either would not or could not take care of them. And so we brought them into our house, and our first kid is now 57 years old. And we've got a little five-year-old boy that we've moved in. So we've got five-year-olds up to 58, and we've got about 140 grandchildren. And in another 2 years, we'll have our 40th anniversary, and we're trying to find every kid and bring them and their families back. We're expecting about 4,000 to 5,000 people to come.
Wow.
Because we want the kids to come back with their mates and with their children. And all we've tried to do is just live in front of them. And doggone, I mean, you know, I wished I could tell you I had it going on. I don't. I am just as stupid as every other guy listening to us. And But God loves ignorance. And when you realize you ain't got it figured out, that's when you're usable. And when you start thinking you got it going on, that's when you're not. And I think that's one of the strengths that I've seen with back-to-back football, for example, Coach Bryant and Coach Saban. Arrogance doesn't play, but desire to win does. And there's a lot of players I know that are not starting that might be better athletes, but there's just that little thing missing. And Coach Bryant's, you know, thing about if they'll quit in practice, they'll quit on Saturday. So he tried it. Saturday was the best day of the week because we didn't have to get killed. I mean, Saturday we got to hit somebody else, and so during the week was horrible. But Saturday was just fun. But I think that that issue of every man listening to us right now has got to figure out, am I going to be a better dad than my dad was to me? It's a choice. Choices create circumstances. Decisions determine your future. As a father, the decisions you make determine not only your future, but the future of your mate and the future of your daughter and the future of your sons.
John, I've got about 45 seconds left, but how do you run a home that you look at 1,900 people that have come through that and have finished, you know, the process that you have there? I mean, is it just that leap of faith, that ministry that you know when God's behind you, nobody can be against you?
We have got a tremendous development director, and his name's God. And we don't even have an employee on staff as a development director. All the bills are paid. We owe no man any money. We do not take federal, state, or county, or city money because, you know, you just got to be careful who you get in bed with because you're going to get cooties. And so we just don't get in that bed, and we've been very blessed, and all the bills are paid. And this fall we will have 19 children in college. And in 2 years, if all the numbers are correct, we will have 51 kids going to college. So we're a long-term facility. We're in for the long haul, and I think that that's what dads got to understand. We've got to be, and if you'll give me a second, a father. He's faithful. His attitude of availability. He's teachable. He has a heart for God. He is an encourager, and he has a right walk with everybody he knows. That's a father.
John, I always get this feeling. I know Trent's got it too, because I can see it every time we talk. Your message is so, for one, humbling, but it's motivation. It's motivation that we can go out and actually make a difference. If you'd like to have John speak at your organization, you can get in touch by calling 205-467-6226. Ask for Connie Reeves. Book Big Oak. .org. John, thanks for spending some time with us here in Tuscaloosa. You mean a lot to the Crimson family, and we always enjoy talking with you.
Guys, thank you very much, Trent. Hope you do well, and appreciate y'all letting me be a part of your day.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Kroll.